podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Jamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Jamoff.
Hey, you got Bruce Jamoff here from Become a Successful Podcaster. And I want to thank everybody for supporting the show. You guys are excellent. I see a lot of people are signing up for Podno 2023 and on the New York City Podcast Network. So if you guys have not signed up for the online conference, which is on February 4th, which is a Saturday, it's basically from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We got 10 speakers, and that is 2023, Podno 2023. Go to nycpodcastnetwork.com/podno-2023. And if you guys are not on the New York City Podcast Network yet, add your podcast because we're going worldwide. We're going to be the Worldwide Podcast Network. And let's get into it right now. So you need more downloads. I got 5 secrets for you, 5 strategies, 5 tips, whatever you want to call them. If you implement these, you will get more podcast downloads. But we do have to clear up one misconception. I honestly don't want to call them downloads. I get people coming to me on my podcast network and they say, thank you for the downloads. And the podcast network even says that your podcast has direct downloads. Well, believe it or not, nobody has ever downloaded a podcast. It's not about downloads. Let me clear up the confusion. When I say downloads, I'm talking about listens and plays. When somebody hits the play button, they are literally listening to your podcast. And that play button can be on their phone when they're driving to work, or it can just be when they're at home playing something on their computer. Hardly anybody downloads a podcast episode. Like, there's no download link. And you're thinking like the MP3 or the WAV file gets downloaded onto their computer or their phone, and then all of a sudden they're listening. No, it's not that way anymore. Maybe if your computer or your device doesn't have internet, maybe you're in an area, a geographic area, where there's no internet connection at all. Yeah, I can understand. You'll go somewhere, you'll download the episode, and then you play it. You play it offline. But nobody's offline anymore. Everybody's online. Even when you're not on a computer, you're still online. I mean, how many times have you talked about something and then the Google ad shows up on Facebook? So let's get this clear. When I say downloads, I mean plays. It doesn't matter if it's downloaded and then played or just played online. It's not a download. We don't do that anymore. And I listen to 5 to 7 episodes a day from all different types of podcasts, and I have never downloaded one episode. So let's get that straight. Now, with all that out of the way, let's get into the 5 secrets on how to get more, quote, downloads, unquote. Or plays or listens, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same now. It is all the same. First of all, I say this on a lot of my episodes. Always have your podcast episodes transcribed into a blog post. It's not about downloads. It's more about engagement, right? We want people to be engaged. We want our audience to be engaged. And sometimes you might not get enough engagement with just an audio or a video podcast. You want Google to do the SEO. You want Google to rank your podcast episode. So people who are searching, they will actually get your episode off a blog post, off of a Google ranking. Put in all the keywords. If you ever have done SEO for your own website, you might know about short-term and long-term keyword, long-tail keyword strategies. With a spoken audio podcast, that's not an issue. You know why? Because you're just going to talk and all the keywords are going to come out naturally. I said this previously in other episodes and I'll say it again. When you're doing SEO, you don't have to worry so much about how to find the right keyword because the right keyword comes out when you're actually speaking. And really, it's just a matter of using a tool like otter.ai, or you can come to us on the podcast network, and we got a transcription service, which I'll actually put in the show notes for you, and we'll give you back the text. And what you'll do is you'll just put it on your blog or your website, or even into your show notes. So check out my other podcast episodes, because I talk about using your transcribed audio in your show notes, right? Either through Buzzsprout or Libsyn or Anchor or whatever. All right, let's go to number two. Now, this is something that a lot of YouTubers do. And I believe that YouTube is so successful that we can actually take advice from YouTubers. And this one is have a contest and ask the question in an episode that will be listened to or downloaded, right? You want people to answer like a trivia question or maybe a trivia question about your own podcast. Like you want to see if your audience members are actually listening to your content, right? And it's really cool. You have a contest. In that contest, you ask a question. And then maybe you go on a WordPress blog with commenting and you tell people to answer the question. And it could be anything. It could be maybe not just a trivia question. It could be maybe just some kind of question where you got like a hidden Easter egg in the audio somewhere. And you tell people to go to all your episodes and you got to find the answer to the question. Now that's interesting because it keeps people on their toes. It keeps your audience members on their feet and they have to go listen to all of your episodes, which is really cool. So I think it's a great idea. Have a contest. And then for all the people that get the question right by a certain date, you put them in a drawing and that's it. There's no money to exchange hands. They don't have to pay to be in your contest. Maybe you just want to give them a shout out. Whoever wins the contest or wins for all the people that answered the question correctly, you put them like in the lottery and you just pull it out of all those people and you say, oh, John Smith has won. You can go to his website and you can go to his podcast. I think it's a great idea and YouTubers do it all the time. Let's go to the third secret. And that is put up an Instagram post with every single podcast episode. Now, Instagram is huge. Actually, maybe you want to do TikTok now, right? Instagram and TikTok are the two biggest social networks now. It's not really Facebook anymore, but I would say put up a post on all the social media that you can with that one post, right? You don't know where your audience is, right? But if you have a Facebook post or a Facebook page, that goes without saying. Put up there on the Facebook page. Instagram post, you got your audience members, put it up there on Instagram with a link to the audio. You'll get more engagement. Obviously, TikTok is huge. I don't know how podcasters work yet on TikTok. I can't see that not happening in the near future, so you definitely do that. Now, let's go to the fourth one. And this is actually the most obvious one that most podcasters do not do. And that is simply ask your audience to play your other episodes. What I do on this show, and for those of you who read my show notes, I put related episodes in. That's because I want people to know about the related episodes. I want people to know that if you're listening to this episode, I got other episodes that complement this. And this episode that you're listening to now will also complement the older episodes, right? So you can always update that list. That is a lot of work. If you simply ask your audience, say, hey, look, audience members, I got 5 more episodes that are very similar to these, and they enhance this episode. So you can go ahead, look at my show notes, click the link, and you'll look at those episodes. I do that all the time, and my stats go up because I love you guys, and you guys just read. You just kind of read in the show notes. You click the link, and you go to all those different episodes, which is really cool. So that is a great way to get more engagement. And let's go to the last one. The last one is co-brand with another podcaster and ask them to add your episode to theirs and vice versa. It's a download swap. Okay, you swap downloads. Let's say that again. Download swap, you swap downloads. Hang on a second. I did say that you shouldn't call it a download because nobody downloads anything anymore, right? You don't have to. Everything's streamed. But I'm literally saying if you're going to do this with another podcaster, you will literally download their MP3 and maybe work that episode into your episode and kind of edit it in. That, I truly mean download, so let's not get confused here. You talk to another podcaster who you actually think complements yours, and you tell each other that you want to bring part of their episode into yours. I think it's a great idea. And you say, this other podcaster listened to this clip. I think it's a cool idea. I'm going to start doing that with a lot of you guys. So if you have some podcast content that you think you can put on my episode, let me know. I will download it. And if you like some of my content, obviously you can download that too. And that is it for this episode. This one's a little bit late, so I'm going to put it up. And I got more episodes coming on Become a Successful Podcaster. I want to give a big shout out to a lot of the people who are supporting us lately on the New York City Podcast Network. So this shout out goes out to Tavares Garrett of the Living Your Truth with Tavares podcast. Tavares is a great guy. He and I met. And not only that, definitely check out his podcast, which is on Anchor and Spotify, everywhere else too. Just Google Living Your Truth with Tavares. And that's Tavares like the Tavares from the 70s, like Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, spelled exactly the same way. And he's a great guy, very, very dynamic man as well, knows how to project himself. And with that said, he is also a recording artist. He was a finalist on the MTV VJ3 show, and that was back in 2000, and he deserves to be a finalist again. We recorded a song together, actually, believe it or not. I am a Z Nation fan. I'm also a Walking Dead fan. I love these zombie type of shows. So I did a song called B Nation, and B Nation is more like a rap of, it's not really about zombies, but it was kind of in that way where the COVID-19 virus, that we're all becoming zombies because of it. And I asked Tavares to actually do some hip hop with me on this song. So we are actually rapping together, and I just want you guys to hear that song. It is on Spotify. I'm going to give you the link, and you can click on it on Spotify, but I'm also going to play it right here on this show for you right now. And I think it's a kind of a cool song. We got the lyrics up there on Spotify if you want to sing along with us. It was one of my first songs where I actually rapped, because usually I use another person to rap and do the hip hop. So I thought it was kind of cool. And here it is, B Nation from Bruce and Tavares, right here on Become a Successful Podcaster. I'll see you guys in the very next episode.
B Nation. Oh yeah. It's gonna be a long night. You ready? Let's do this.
In another storm of viruses, is this another apocalypse? Can't we all just get along? Burn up in the solar eclipse. Walk around naked and get exposed. People, the zombies get discomposed. Are we killing our precious balance? Your ignorance shows your sense of pure malice.
We wanna live, you more lies. We wanna survive this life. Travel around for the rest of to obtain the cure, that's B Nation.
You're living in the B Nation. When electronics fail at the speed of light, the evil people will come out at night. We will survive all the stupidity and question everyone else's dignity. You can run, but you can't hide. Your lasers will catch up with you tonight. Protect yourself and put on your gear. They'll eat your brain and delete your fears.
We wanna live for a few more lives. We wanna survive this life. Travel around for the rest of our lives to obtain the cure. Let's be nation.
One team, a dream, we make it. Keep me clean, mask on, mask off. Zombies, see what you're thinking.
What you thinking?
Watch what they do when they get their hands on you. You can run, but you can't hide.
Where you at?
Virus don't multiply, all die, so we should all try.
Nation.
To be great and not be waiting. Give people a chance to keep going.
That's right.
Amid the hate and keep hope for something, even if it hurts, keep going.
Keep going.
Hands to the sky, it's gonna be worth it. The world there took us here. antibodies, one last hope. Put on your armor, come on, let's go.
We wanna live for a few more lives. We wanna survive this life. Travel around for the rest of our lives to open the door. That is the mission. Your limited be.
That's right.